From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It's been nearly 17 years since Brooklyn, New York's Crown Heights neighborhood was engulfed by riots and recriminations. The neighborhood is a mix of Caribbean Americans, Black Americans born in the States, and Orthodox Jews. In August of 1991, a rabbi's motorcade hit a 7-year-old Guyanese boy named Gavin Cato. He later died from his injuries. Some neighbors believe that a Jewish ambulance crew that arrived slightly before the city ambulance should have taken Cato to the hospital. Within hours of the boy's death, a mob of young Black men killed Yankel Rosenbaum, a young Orthodox Jewish divinity student. Stores were looted or burned, and dozens of people were injured in the subsequent days. Flash forward to the present. In the last few weeks, a series of new incidents, admittedly much smaller ones, have put Crown Heights on a slow boil. Can members of the Black and Jewish communities ease the tensions? Are they willing to try? In a few minutes, we'll hear from two of those community leaders. But first, here to help us untangle the latest Crown Heights affair is New York Post editorial writer Robert George. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Farai. How's it going?
Good. And why don't we talk about this in context? You know, you have the 1991 tensions that broke out. Now, what exactly is going on today?
Well, right now you had a series of sort of minor incidents of either involving Black on Jewish black perpetrators on Jewish victims or Jewish perpetrators on Black victims. And a lot of it, I mean, if you look at it from, you kind of step back, particularly in the context of 91, it's almost laughable in certain ways that people are making a comparison, because a lot of these have to do with like sort of stealing of bicycles, and they seem to be kinds of crimes of opportunity as opposed to specifically racial or ethnic bias. One of the first incidents you had was more generic, where some African Americans beat up African Americans beat up a young Jewish boy. Then you had a case where the son, actually, of NYPD detective, African American, was jumped by a group of young Jewish men who may or may not have been affiliated with a Jewish community patrol unit called the Shmira, and that they feel that one of the people who was involved in it is a member of that. Then some African American boys saw a Jewish kid on a bicycle and jumped him and stole the bike. So there's this certain kind of a back and forth, but it's really important to keep in mind that the incidents of 1991 were in a context where there had been really long simmering tensions between the Black community and the Orthodox Jewish community. Many of the African Americans were feeling that there was not just bias within the Jewish community towards Blacks, but that the broader city power structure was siding with the Jewish community and ignoring some of the complaints of Blacks. So that was kind of the gasoline that had a match spark to it that kind of exploded in the riots in 91.
Now, former Mayor David Dinkins and the NYPD got criticized for their handling of the riots back in 1991. How has Mayor Bloomberg been doing, and Police Commissioner Kelly?
Yeah. Well, arguably the reason why David Dinkins became a one-term mayor was because of what happened in 91, particularly the fact that these riots went on for 3 days, and the police were apparently ordered not to go in and stop it, and there was this feeling that it became one of the symbols of the city being out of control. So far, both Mayor Bloomberg and Commissioner Kelly have not been really facing much criticism. I mean, the irony is actually back in 91, there were each group, the blacks on one side and the Jews on the other, were claiming that the city was favoring the other side. This time, if there's any kind of criticism, it's that both sides are saying that the city isn't doing enough to find out who the perpetrators are, because so far no one has actually been arrested in any of these incidents, even though suspicion has fallen on, as I said, as a member of one of the Jewish community patrol groups. So to that extent, there's not really much of a there's frustration that there haven't been some arrests, but there so far there doesn't seem to be this belief that the city is A, isn't taking this seriously, or B, that they're completely and totally in the tank for the other community.
Thanks for the update, Robert.
Thank you.
Robert George is an editorial writer for the New York Post, and he joined us from our NPR studios in New York City.